Hello, this is Paul Sullendrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today we're going to talk to two Shockers about the past few months and Wichita State's efforts for diversity and inclusion. It's quite a broad topic. We've got a lot of efforts going on around the university and the athletic department, ranging from social justice, voting rights, equality, diversity, sexuality, race, and more. So today we're going to talk with Emma Wright, we're going to talk with Marta Beluco about what they've been doing within the athletic department. Emma Wright is a senior volleyball player from Phoenix. She is going to play in the spring. She had some other options but decided to stay with the Shockers. Emma helped organize the Together as One walk in October to show support and unity among the student athletes at Wichita State. The project was designed to show student athletes committed to doing their part in the fight for social justice and against racism. She is also a member of Wichita State Student Athlete Advisory Committee. Marta is a women's tennis player, also a senior. She is from Italy. She is the international student representative on the Student Athlete Advisory Committee. She heads the Diversity and Inclusion Committee on SAC, which is focused on finding ways to support student athletes on and off the field. She is also a student athlete representative on the Diversity and Inclusion Council in the athletic department. Emma, let's start with you. Give us a little bit of a background. How did you get involved with this, and why is it important to you?
Me and a couple of my teammates, we saw that there's a lot of things going around other schools, athletic departments doing some things to show support, you know, for the diversity and inclusion movement, and we just wanted to do something like that here at Wichita State. We kind of wanted to keep it focused on student athletes rather than the whole school, just because we wanted it to be, you know, show that we're all one, we're together as one, one big family and everything. And so Sarah asked me to help organize that. We got a couple of speakers to come out, and we walked around campus, and it was good.
Yeah, tell us about the Together as One. I know there were T-shirts that you exchanged. There was a walk through campus. Give us a few details.
So Together as One is it's the movement that I think Sarah and some of the women on in the Diversity and Inclusion Department kind of designed. And it's just to show that we are here for each other no matter what. You know, we're together as one no matter what race, gender, sex, you know, any walks of life. Like, we're all together as one. We're one team. We're all Shockers. And so that's kind of been cool to been doing. Sarah made these cards that kind of explains it. I'll have to find one and show you. But it's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
Sarah Matthews is the director of compliance here at Wichita State and is involved with a lot of those Shocker life and SAC and those kind of things.
Yeah.
So she plays a big role in all this.
Definitely.
Marta, how about you? Tell us how you got involved and why these kind of things are important.
Well, I got involved with SAC, Student Athlete Advisory Committee, very early in my college career, which I don't know. I don't think it's usual, but for some reasons I got involved early, and I think during the years I just started to, you know, get involved more and more every year. I enjoy bringing up ideas, I enjoy helping as much as I can. And then this past summer SAC needed some new leadership roles, so they asked me to cover those roles, and I said yes, and yeah.
It obviously was such a tumultuous summer. How much did things that going on in the social justice area, how much did that influence the time that you two have put in? Emma, let's start with you.
The summer was, it was, of course, hard for everyone for lots of reasons. One, you know, with Corona and everything and everyone's sports getting canceled. And then, with just everything that was happening, it was so hard to see, you know. Of course, I'm a white female, and I, you know, my race is not the target of a lot of this, like, police brutality that's been going on in the country for so long, and it's just hard to see, you know, my friends have to go through that, like, having to go through the fear every day of being pulled over, like, is that going to be me, and me being white, I don't have to worry about that. And I had never really internalized all of that until like this summer, with, you know, the death of George Floyd kind of sparked, you know, so many, you know, protests and riots. And so I went to a couple protests when I was in Phoenix at home, and it was so inspiring to see all of these people come together, all like completely different people, like, you know, all walks of life, and coming together for like one cause. And so that was like very inspiring to me, and I was very motivated to do whatever I could to kind of help put, you know, keep pushing this cause along. And so I wanted to come back and try to do as much as I could at the school. So yeah, that's kind of what, you know, inspired me to get involved in SAC, actually, because I was, you know, I wasn't on SAC before the semester. And I told Sarah that I wanted to help, I wanted to get involved. There was like a diversity meeting Zoom over the summer that a lot of the student athletes were in. And so, yeah, I've just been trying to, I guess, help do my part to, end all this, I guess.
Marty, your motivations, tell us a little bit about that. It's kind of fueled you.
Yeah, so I don't know if everybody knows, but tennis is such an international sport. And actually, this is the first year we have more than one American player on the team. So for me, I mean, being an international student here in the United States, you know, it's special, I would say. And I guess it's kind of hard not having an American on the team to realize most of the things probably that are going on in the country. And so, I don't know, I guess I liked getting it, and I still like getting involved in those things so I can learn more. And of course, as Emma said, I can learn how to do my part, because that's challenging sometimes. Like, you see things going on and you just don't know what to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And I also thought, okay, my team is international for most part. And I felt like I had to do something for them too, you know? I'm senior. I wanna help my teammates. I wanna help them feel comfortable here, you know. And even though we don't have a lot of problems within my team, I feel like being international and all this culture brought together, it's a cool environment, but it sometimes can be challenging to manage and to get along with each other. So yeah, I thought, I mean, why not trying to help and, you know, find a way to, yeah, just help others and be there for others, which sometimes, as I said, you don't know how to, but you just have to, you know, figure it out.
So
somehow.
You saw it as a leadership function on your team. You can help the newcomers, help with all the, you know, there's so many adjustments for the international kids coming over here.
Yeah.
Tell me about how are you seeing your efforts helping? What's been productive so far?
Well, one of the biggest things that Marta kind of touched on was just like being there for your teammates. Something that, so my a couple of my teammates and I asked, I think I might have already said this, I'm not really sure, a couple ladies from Diversity Inclusion to come and talk to our team and like facilitate a conversation to make sure that it was productive and, you know, cohesive and everything. And one of the things that they talked about to us was equity, which I, you know, obviously I've heard the word and I'm like, I think it means equality, you know, not totally sure. And they explained to us that it's giving people, you know, what they need. If someone needs more than they, you know, giving them more, maybe more than the next person, but that's because they need it. And that's like that, I guess, like really clicked with me, because, you know, obviously people of color right now need a little bit more support than their white counterparts. And so I just wanted to make sure that I was there for my teammates that need that extra help. Like, you know, just reaching out, hey, how are you doing? Stuff like that, I think, makes such a big difference. You know, literally just reaching out, saying, hey, I'm there for you, I'm with you. And it doesn't have to be, you know, some big grand gesture, a big walk, you know. It doesn't have to be stuff like that every day. It can just be reaching out, checking on your friends, on your teammates, and just letting them know that, like, you're there for them. I think that, like, makes all the difference in the world. I, you know, from the people I've talked to, at least, my close friends, they're like, that means so much to me, that just people reaching out. So
that's something easy that, you know, we can all do. And yeah.
Has this project helped maybe bring, you know, you're all so busy, you've got your volleyball, you know, individuals, and you're on this track. Has it helped you meet people from other teams and had some cohesive benefits in that way?
Yeah, I guess SAC does that itself, but yeah, for sure. I mean, the walk was something that we did all together.
Yeah,
so
that was fun. Yeah, definitely.
That
I
was
so
good.
And I think we were thinking, actually, we were talking about at SAC last time planning like a big Zoom with all the student athletes and then maybe doing breakout rooms and having, you know, little smaller groups and talking about, you know, diversity and inclusion, stuff like that. So that's another good way that we'll be able to talk to each other about it and open up the conversation.
So Marta, being involved, helping organize, helping lead these kind of activities and efforts, what have you learned from this experience?
For sure, a lot about other culture and race and customs and everything, which I learn in my team too every day. Learn something new every day. But for sure, I think it helped me a lot. Also, probably like preparing for a life after college, because these projects are all something that I could have done, you know, something similar that I could have done in a job, like a normal job. So, you know, just having to present my idea, for example, you know, at the beginning I was like, oh, how am I gonna go about this? You know, how do I talk to, or how do I present, or, you know, so, and also learned that how to communicate with different people. People are different, and it's not only one way. There are a lot of ways to communicate, to go about things, and probably like pick the best according to the situation you're in.
Emma, what's been the most rewarding part of these past few months?
I guess the most rewarding part is seeing that so many people care about this issue, and that so many, especially young people, are like willing to put work in to try to make a change. And that's been just very inspiring and like makes me very hopeful for the future, because I think like our generation is very special, and I think we are very compassionate and care about other people. And so that's been very like rewarding and inspiring to see. I just feel like I've learned a lot that I didn't know about before over the summer, and just reading things, learning about, you know, systemic racism and stuff like that has just been very eye-opening. And then also, I guess, in my future, because my plan is to get my master's in nursing after I graduate in the spring. So being a nurse, that's a huge... I've learned so much about, you know, racism in the healthcare setting. And even though it's not, you know, a lot of people think racism is just being directly racist to people, but it's so much like deeper rooted than that, like in the healthcare system. Like the healthcare outcomes for example, like Black women are so much, the statistics are crazy. Like I think it's Black women are 3 times more likely to die during childbirth than white women. And I don't want to misquote that statistic, but it's crazy. And so kind of recognizing that and being able to say, okay, like I want to make a difference in my job. Like I, you know, and making sure that I'm aware of those things and a lot of those biases, that I can like make a difference in my job and make a difference in people's lives. And so that's cool. I'm excited for that.
Marta, your time on SAC and being involved in these projects, what's been rewarding about it for you?
I guess seeing how, let's say, all the work I put on, that it's sometimes behind the scenes, is like rewarding for others. For example, this week was International Student Week, and with SAC, and thanks to the marketing athletic department too, with their help, we put on an idea, and we had coaches recording a video to say how important student athletes are for them and what value they bring to their team. And so My teammates didn't know anything about it, but I saw once the video was posted on social media, everybody shared it, you know, like everybody was so excited about it. So I guess it's very rewarding to see, oh, my idea actually was actually impactful, you know.
Marta, you talked about it a little bit earlier. These are big, weighty topics, can be difficult to talk about. What have you learned about, you know, the best way to have these conversations, the best way to keep things productive and on the right track?
Well, I'm still learning. Let's say that first. As I said earlier, it depends a lot on the person that you're trying to communicate with trying to just connect with. Different culture have different, you know, people from different culture have different, you know, customs. And so that's for sure important. But I think it's mostly like the actual person. So I guess learning or getting to know them more, so that you know how to communicate with them. You know, oh, no, I shouldn't do that because maybe she's going to get offended. Or I shouldn't do that because, you know, in her culture, this is not polite, for example. So I guess I learned that there's not, or the way I see things, it's not always the right way or the way that I would do something. It's not the only way to do something, you know. It's still, as I said, I'm still in process of learning.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a big topic. We spend a lot of time talking about how are we going to get together, how can we communicate, how can we find common ground. What have you learned about that area during these few months?
I've learned that a lot of times just opening up the conversation can like just completely change the situation. Also having maybe like a facilitator kind of run the conversation and open up the floor to one person at a time, so everyone's not just talking over to each other. But I think that the biggest thing, I guess, is just listening to each other. My team has gone through a lot with this subject, and the biggest thing really is that when we just stop and listen to each other, a lot of times we misinterpret maybe what other people are thinking, what's going on in their head. Oh, she said this, I think this is what she meant, you know, and we assume things. But then when you actually stop and take the time to listen, a lot of times that's not the case at all. And so I think really just not being afraid to listen and, you know, speak and share your feelings and your thoughts. And I think really just talking with each other and communication, that's the biggest thing. Just, you know, being open, being vulnerable, because that's the thing, that these are hard things to talk about, you know. It's scary to talk about, and it's not something that has been often talked about in the athletic department or the school setting and everything. So I just think that, you know, being willing to listen, to talk with each other, and just being like vulnerable, I think that's super, super important.
Describe your hopes for how this helps Wichita State going forward, both as a university athletic department. What do you hope is maybe a, you know, a lasting change?
I just hope that every single athlete in the athletic department feels loved and feels supported, and that no one feels like they are threatened because of their race or anything, any identity that they hold. I just want everyone to feel like they're supported, they're loved, they are just as important as the next person. And I really hope that, you know, if that's not the case, then we can try to make changes. And yeah, that's what I really.
Yeah, for me, the same thing, basically. I know that sometimes the sports you play can, you know, put you under a different spotlight than other student athletes that maybe play a different sport. And so my hope is just that, you know, everybody is seen as the same and everybody's value is the same for the athletic department and for the school. And nobody's, he plays basketball, he's white and whatever, and he's more important than somebody else that plays another sport and is of color, for example. Or is international, because sometimes that's something too. So yeah, just kind of hope that everybody is kind of put on the same spot, and seen with the same eye. I mean, we're all the same. We all bring different value to the university, but ultimately, I mean, we're all the same, and we're all bringing our best, and we shouldn't be seen as different.
So Marty, you've got a spring season of tennis to play. We hope. What are your plans after that?
So I'm actually I'm pursuing my master's in supply chain management, and I would like to stay in the U.S. and try to find a job here. But yeah, I mean, work here. I have work authorization for 3 years, so that's good for me. And yeah, I want to try and work here and maybe later go back home.
Emma talked about in nursing how this experience is, you know, may help her with communication and empathy and all those things. How about yourself? How do you see, you know, being involved in these kind of activities? How might that help you in a job search or in a career?
Well, supply chain management is a huge topic right now. And, you know, most of the times companies have international supply chains, and that's something that working in the field, you need to know about how to communicate with somebody that is from a different culture. So I think that ties very well into what I'm doing right now here. Trying to learn how to communicate with different people, trying to learn their custom, their culture, and yeah, and of course, working in a company, you're working with, you're a team, as here at Wichita State, with other people that are different from you, and just like here, you have to find a way, the best way to bring the best value for the company. As here, you're trying your best for the good of the team.
Supply chains are important because we need to get a vaccine out there, and there will be a supply chain issues in distributing a vaccine. Am I understanding
yes.
that correctly? Excellent. Yes, that's why supply chain people are very, very important. Emma, let's wrap it up by giving volleyball fans out there a little bit. Tell us about your decision, because at one point during the fall, we weren't sure if you were coming back. Take us through that.
Yeah, so, well, my plan had been all along to, you know, take this semester, and this would be my final season, and then graduate in December. You know, within the next month, I should have been graduating, and I would have both of my degrees and everything, and I was going to go back home to Phoenix, probably work for a little bit, and then start my master's in May. But since the season got canceled, I was kind of sad. I feel like I wasn't really done. I didn't get my last season. And so I decided to stay for the spring to play, because I'm not starting my master's till May either way. So I would just be going home and working. And I don't know, I want my last season. So I'm very excited for that. I love my team, and I'm really excited that I get the opportunity to play with them for one last semester. So.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.